How was your break? Still discussing. Okay, so now we're going into the stages of team development. Now that you know about conflict management and you know that conflicts exist in everywhere you go, in church, at home, you now have this knowledge to be able to better deal with the teams that you are now tasked to build. So this next subject is also close to my heart because I have to build many teams. And I've always found that this works. This guy, his name is Bruce Wayne Tuckman. Dapat Batman, eh, no? Bruce Wayne Tuckman, he was born in 1938. He's an American psychologist. And he carried out research all his life into group dynamics. And when Carlos and Gigi first spoke to me, I said, wow, I want to talk about group dynamics. Kasi yun yung, if I believe the first set, the conflict management was good, this one talagang naniniwala ko. Because here we're going to discuss what's called the Tuckman stages. And the Tuckman stages, there's four stages. And in 1977, he added a fifth stage. So a lot of the slides you'll see here are wordy. They're wordy because I know that somebody's going to print it and send it back to you as notes. So they're all important, but I'm not going to touch on them. I'll just touch on the highlights because of time limitations. And we have a lot of video clips to watch. Okay, so you all watch The Replacements. I'm glad you did because it's really a good movie. Right? And what's a team? First of all, what Tuckman believed was that there's a scientific way of building teams. Okay? What is a team? How do you define a team? Okay, what else? What is a team? Yeah, Adam. Common goal, yes. What else? Important. Huh? What now?
The five dysfunctions of a team.
Ah, okay, we can talk about that also. But that's right. Any group of people that you put together for a common purpose is called a team, right? And the best teamwork results from what? Synergy. What's synergy?
Working together, sharing.
Did you say something? I heard something here, huh? Oh, yeah. So, synergy is when. Sinong hindi naambunan? Meron pa ba dyan? Depends pa dyan, di ba? Who else? Synergy is when there's some more there. Pass it around na lang. Ha? Guys, yung pens nga pala, alam mo naman ang ball pen, pag na-stuck, kailangan ganun yan para magsulat. But they work. Okay, so, synergy is when 1 plus 1 equals 3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Synergy is when you form a team and everybody contributes 100%, and if there's 10 of you, it becomes 5,000%. Yeah. It's not 1,000%, right? Strong teams. Sports, military, police, and even organized crime. They have very good teams, right? They work together, nothing gets passed. Bad teams. Why did I say politicians? Accommodator lahat to eh, kasi boto mo ang gusto eh. Everybody, oh, nice to you, nice to you, nice to white, nice to black, right? So not a good team. And unfortunately, a lot of management teams in the corporate world are mediocre. So, nasa slide pala to. So based on his scientific research, he determined that there are four stages to team creation, team development. The first one is forming, storming, norming, performing, and the last one he added in 75, adjourning. Okay, adjourning is if you need to dissolve the team because it's project-based, you've accomplished your goal, then you have to adjourn. Adjourning is very important. You don't want to leave your talent hanging. You have to be able to adjourn them and transition them properly. Otherwise, they'll feel what? They'll lose. Abandoned. Yeah, good. Okay? So, the objective is, one, you have to know the five steps. First objective. How many of you have heard of this? You're familiar with this?
Okay.
So you have to know the five steps. You have to know what each step is. And the objective of how many leaders are here? Everybody are leaders, right? Your job is to bring the team from forming to performing as fast as possible. Diba? If you can do that in one day, very good. Because that's where they need to be. Siguro nakikita nyo na yung scene, no? How it relates to this?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I was supposed to show a video, video one, about a clip. I'm trying to cut time, but in this clip, it's a 4-minute clip. Do you remember when Gene Hackman, he was on the field and the team was first arriving, di ba? You had the Irish guy, you had the two bouncers. Diba? Dumadating sila sa field, parang nagtataka, tapos yung isa, pipi pa. Diba? Pipi pa bigay. Death mute, pareho. How, right? So this was the team, this was the challenge that you, as Gene Hackman, have to build this team. Right? Okay. So, what you saw, first step is the forming stage. Diba? You have a project. What's your project? In Gene Hackman's case, the project was a lot of the players went on strike, or all the players went on strike, and the NFL season was not... Who's familiar with football? Good. The NFL season was not over yet, right? And football will not survive without spectators, and they had to bring in the spectators to pay for the bills. Nagsistrike. Kasi daw, 5 million is not enough money. Do you know how much a Ferrari is now? I mean, insurance for Ferrari. Diba? Spoiled brats. And this is common up to now. In sports, especially. Very spoiled, right? So they go on strike. So Gene Hackman, basically, he said, I want a free hand. I'll choose my players. He had a quarterback who was not confident in himself. Who was who? Keanu Reeves, because of the Sugar Bowl. Yeah. What happened in the Sugar Bowl? Shane Falco. Yeah. Diba? He choked, basically, right? He choked, and then he never got over it. Which is why I go back to that lesson a while ago. It's very important that if you fail, pick yourself up, shake yourself off, keep going. This is what Shane Falco did not do. Okay? Then he had this hodgepodge of players, diba? And this first stage, people are nice to each other. They're trying to feel their place in the group. Nangangapapa. Okay, they're excited about working together because they have the same goal. So you're all excited, right? But because you don't know each other yet, you're highly dependent on your leader, which is you. Diba? You have these people, they don't know each other, they come in. So you're forming the team, you're the leader, they're dependent on you, right? And the reason they're excited and they're happy is because they have a common goal. Right? Wow, we're gonna build houses for Gawad Kalinga, for example, di ba? So you have a team. You build a team. Ito yung team na gagawa ng Gawad Kalinga project, right? Can we play video two? Here's this clip. We'll show forming.
Well, he's the luckiest guy here.
At least he couldn't hear the booing today.
Hello? Anyone home?
Did I hear an echo? Hey, friend man, where did we get to get you? The Special Olympics? No wonder they couldn't win the game today. You can't even order a drink.
Playoffs.
Lighten up, Falco. It's not like he can hear what I'm saying.
I can't.
Okay, you remember this scene, right?
Yeah.
At first, they were disliking each other, right. Diba? In this scene, they were beginning to form as a team, diba? They had a common goal. Their goal was to play as a team in the NFL for the rest of the season,
right?
They come from different backgrounds, and although they didn't like each other, they were focused on the task and the mission, and they wanted to move forward, right? So there are certain behaviors. There are certain behaviors that, as a leader, you must watch out for. These indicators will show you that they are still in forming, in the forming stage. Okay? You will see that the members are trying to understand, how are we organized, right? What are our goals? What are our tasks? Some of them, they come in, they fail to listen because they have a preset goal in mind, right? And they are still not in team mode. They're still in individual mode. They fail to listen. This normally happens when the team is just forming. When the team is developed, you'll see later on that they will sacrifice their own interest for the team. But at the beginning, on stage one, you've just formed the team, they have their own set of beliefs, they have their own set of ideologies that they bring to the team, to the table, and chances are they won't listen to you. They have high expectations coming into the team, but they're cautious, they're suspicious, kasi nangangapapa sila, right? Who am I in this group? Who are my teammates? Will my leader like me? Will I be accepted? Diba? What tasks will I have? Kaya ko ba? Will I be capable? Very important. Kaya ko ba yung pagagawa sa akin? Ayoko mapahiya. This is the forming stage. Right? So, as a leader, if this is the concern of the member of the team and your objective is to move them from forming to storming to norming to storming to performing, right? You have to address all these concerns right away. Right away. So I gave you a cheat sheet on how to move forward. You will have some strategies as a leader. Right? So very important, when you build a team, the first thing you do is encourage participation by all and domination by none. Okay? There's two reasons for that. Okay? You want to make sure that the team gels, so everybody's putting input into the team and they feel part of the team. But more importantly, you don't want the team to see that there are two leaders. If someone dominates, I'm sure I've just heard this recently with somebody where, hindi ko na sabihin. Akala niya siya yung worship leader. Hindi naman siya yung worship leader. Andito yung worship leader. Parang ganon. Diba? I mean, they dominate. So that's not good. You have to make sure that in the team, nobody dominates. Everybody is equal. So you facilitate learning about everybody's area of expertise. You find out what everybody's good at. You hold regular meetings. You allow time for orientation. And you share or build the vision together. The vision has to be united. It cannot be the vision of one person. Right? Encourage them to ask questions and supervise closely, direct often. At this stage, you have to be telling them what to do. You are a shark at this stage. Right? Remember, you have to dominate. If someone's trying to dominate the team, may nagpapasikat, merong umaangat, may gusto maging leader, ikaw yung leader, nana, put him in his place. That's conflict right there. Right? Be a shark. Okay? So, in the movie The Replacements, what evidence of forming did you see among the team members? Can anybody tell me? Forming in the movie. Do you remember?
I think when one person was being bullied by another, they formed by coming to his rescue. Yeah. But they waited for Falco.
They waited for Falco.
Falco to take the lead, and only yes. Then did they follow through.
Correct. That was one scene. Of course, there are many scenes. Huh? In fact, I had to cut a lot of the clips. But there are many scenes that show how they were forming. But do you remember after the first practice, there's the cafeteria scene?
Yes.
They were forming there, right? So they were fighting after they were forming, and I'll get to that. But first, they were forming. I'm sorry.
When it was Gene Hackman, actually, when he did the sharing of fears, there's a certain point in that scene. Like, everybody still had their individual. I don't know if that's forming now or storming, but he gave everybody a chance to air where they were all coming from.
Yes.
And then they agreed on, okay, this is what we're all going to be.
We have that clip, actually. Thank you. And we'll play it later. You're right. But what did Falco do? Huh? After their first practice, he got to know each other, each one, as a team leader. Remember the SWAT guy who always knocked him down?
Yeah.
Oh, so alam niya, ito pala yung runner ko. Now I know how to use this guy. Now I know how to use the kicker. Remember the gambler?
Yeah.
So he got to know he got to know each of the players. And there was one player who was the one that he chatted with that said, I just want to score a touchdown. Yung napilay. That's right. So he knew that this guy would do anything to score a touchdown. So what is the message? Forming stage, use your leader strategies. Make sure it gets dominated by none. Supervise closely, direct often, and know your members. Know the strengths. Know the strengths and expertise. Know their expertise. Make sure it's communicated to the team. Okay? Video 3.
Hey, bro. Let me have that duck sauce.
Hey, we got no Kool-Aid up.
What the hell is this?
Chinese spare ribs.
You don't want them? Get the fuck out of here.
I'm trying to figure out how the Chinaman over here get 700 pounds off of eating this shit.
I'm Japanese, not Chinese.
Same difference.
What?
It's the same difference. All that big bong lao. What?
Nigga, please. Do know Japan and China are two different countries, right?
Do know I gotta ask this bitch.
What, being a gangster?
Yeah.
Put on the same team, man. Chill out.
The Mick's right.
I'm not a Mick. I'm Brody Welsh.
Whatever.
Man, I'm going to sit with a deaf kid.
Jesus Christ.
Praise his glory, Nigel. You praise his glory.
So, I'm Japanese. I'm not Chinese. Whatever. Right? I'm Spick, not Mick. I'm Mick. Whatever. So, although they were forming, you notice how right after forming, they started asserting themselves. Diba? There was a certain familiarity within the team. Diba? After first practice, magkakakilala na sila. They're familiar with each other. Then they go to the cafeteria. Now you begin asserting yourselves. Teka muna, kaya ko pala to eh. Diba? I'm better than him. I know I can do this better than him. I know I'm better than him. So they start asserting themselves and they become resistant to group influence. A lot of times they'll challenge you at this stage. The stormy stage is the toughest stage for any leader because even your weakness will show as a leader in the storming stage. And unfortunately, it's true. All of us have weaknesses. And this is the stage where it will show. Now, you will notice that at the storming stage, a lot of fights are happening. They're fighting among each other. And the fighting might not be so overt as in this movie. It might be just arguments. It might be clique forming. Diba? Within the team, you might have several cliques. Tayo magkasama sa lunch. Tayo magkasama sa ganitong task. I'll sit next to you. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. This is what's happening. And a lot of times, they'll challenge the leader at this stage. I get a lot of this. You know, are you sure that's the right thing to do? Although I encourage it. Because a lot of times, they're right. I do encourage it. But this is the stage where you need to manage it. And guess what? Challenging the leader is conflict.
Yeah.
And you have to know. You already know how to manage conflict, right? Okay. So they form subgroups. They shoot down your ideas. They establish a pecking order. He's the boss. Guess what? I'm next to the boss. Right? I'm mini boss. Right? I'm mini worship leader. I'm mini president. I'm mini whatever, mini me. So they establish a pecking order and they fight to defend that pecking order. So once you see these behaviors, di ba sa una, mababait lahat, magkakakilala kayo, di ba, so pleasant, uy, let's go, di ba, let's do this project, ha? See you later, 5 o'clock, where are you? What stage? Forming pa lang yun. Hindi pa team yan. Diba? If you think it's so pleasant, you never got it to performing. You got stuck at the first stage. Right? When you start seeing the arguments, you start seeing the fights, the assertion, you start seeing people challenging your ideas, you start seeing ideas about how to make this project more efficient, right? Then you're in the storming stage, the most violent stage. Because this is their concern. Diba? Madaming issues. Susuportahan ba ako? Do people like me? But they don't say this overtly. You will notice it in the body language. Diba? They test the team. Diba? If I do this, will they like me? Diba? If I say this, will they like me? And what is my place in the pecking order? So there's a whole bunch of leaders. This is the busiest slide. Of leader strategies. I don't expect you to read this. It should be in your handouts. But make sure you check attitudes during the storming stage. You check them and you use your conflict management skills to put them in their place. Right? If they're trying to compete with you, compete back. Okay? And allow some play time. Because again, this is the most difficult time for you. This is where you're really going to use the first session. Because there's going to be a lot of conflict once you hit this stage. Understand? Okay. So, we've tackled forming and storming. In storming, the other, I wanted to highlight another here. It's always about work. It's never personal. So this line, you have to help members because they're fighting all the time. This is what, like Shane Falco. He kept mediating, di ba? Pag may nag-aaway, papasok siya, tama na yan. Tama na yan. You have to let members listen to each other and stop supporting only their personal opinions. It always has to be about the objective of the team. So in the movie, I showed the storming stage in the cafeteria. Diba? They were fighting. First, it was the Japanese. I'm Chinese. I'm Japanese. I'm not Chinese. I'm Irish. And then if you saw the movie after that, it was the SWAT guy and the prisoner. Diba? And then the in-store clerk. I'm not good with names. I'm sorry. But the store clerk, the guy with the who can run but cannot catch. And that's very important for his position. So, you see a lot of fighting, but how did Shane Falco deal with it? That's the question. As a leader, what did he do? There was one scene, I'll tell you. First of all, he tried to mediate all the fights. But there was one scene where after, despite all the fighting, you remember the puking scene?
Yeah.
What did he do? He asked everybody, nobody was doing any team sports. They were all individualistic. Walang scoring, walang teamwork. So while the guys were puking, the first thing, the first sign that he was storming the team was when he got everybody to get together and huddle and walk to the end of the field as a team. Diba? They noted that. So this is how he dealt with the storming stage. Because in storming, in the storming stage, you do not have a coherent team. Baka nga mas team pa yung nasa forming. Because everybody is still nice to each other. Everybody is in what stage of conflict management? Guess what? Coming into this room today, we all have conflict. Diba? Trying to get somebody who doesn't want to listen, is a conflict. Trying to listen to me, if you don't want to listen, is conflict. For example. So, everybody was accommodating in the forming stage. In the norming stage, they're competing. Right? They're all competing, trying to find the pecking order, wanting to be higher than the other. They're all competing. So if you acknowledge this, then you try to make everybody work together. Video 6.
Double slot zag, hey. What?
I don't feel too good.
Come on, suck it up, huh?
Come on.
Eggs!
That's right.
Jesus!
What you eat, man?
Shannon, we got to move, man. If we don't move, I'm gonna blow chow too.
We're in a huddle here. Double slot, Zach. 88 slide. Jesus!
tell you, man, I can't be around somebody puking. I'll start puking. Shit.
Okay, 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 okay. On three. Everyone move left. Ready? Hut, hut, hut.
John, how many years we've been calling games together?
19, I think.
Ever seen anything like that?
Not on a football field.
Hey, what the hell are you guys doing out there?
Beats the hell out of me.
Oh, well, look at it this way. It's the first thing we've done together as a team. Hey! Clean it up, let's go!
Okay. So, as a leader, there was a lot of conflict within the team. Nag-aaway sila, but Shane Falco was able to get them to do something together. That was the first step, right? That's how we dealt with it. Next, we have two for this slide. Yeah, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Washington Sentinels!
Well, he's the luckiest guy here.
At least he couldn't hear the booing today.
Hello, anyone home?
Did I hear an echo? Hey, friend man, where did we get to get you? The Special Olympics? No wonder they couldn't win the game today. You can't even order a drink.
Lay off. Lighten up, Falco. It's not like you can hear what I'm saying.
I can.
What's that say?
There's one good thing about being deaf. It makes it easy to ignore the assholes.
You.
Asshole.
That's funny.
Hey, man. Whoa, 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 whoa!
Hey, 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 hey. It's cool, it's cool, it's cool, it's cool. It's cool.
You had enough?
You got balls, Falco. You got shit for brains, but you got balls.
Thank you.
Hey! Danny! Remember what I told you about red shirts in practice?
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Okay.
Martell.
Hey, look at that! Come on over!
Let's play football, bitch.
We are all God children here for you.
Some old bullshit.
Well, I think it'd be more of a homecoming for you.
Oh, now all of a sudden you're gonna be a funny man?
Hey, baby, Wilkinson. Hey, come on, guys.
No, go ahead, go ahead. Let's roll it along. Yeah.
What are you doing? Come on, can't we all just get along? Come on.
Well, I want to know, why are we the only ones in this jail?
Yeah, simple. They're winners.
Hell no, not tonight.
That was pretty sweet, the way you sat on Wilson's head, Jumbo.
Thanks, Jamal.
Thunderscar.
Thunderscar!
Thunderscar!
Me going on, the one kicked some ass tonight, was it?
Oh, you're the man tonight, Clifford Franklin.
What?
You were hiding behind the jukebox, weren't you?
Hey, man. At first, I admit I was afraid. Shit, I was petrified.
You were petrified?
Thinking I could never live without you by my side.
The Lord is by your side.
Have mercy. And then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong.
You know I hate this damn song.
I learned how to get along, and so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here, but that sad look up on your face. I should have changed that stupid lock
I should have made you leave the key. If I had known in just 1 second you'd be back without me. Go on now, go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now. Cause you're not welcome anymore. You remember this thing? Don't you want to try to hurt me? Because I, you think I'm going to go. Hey! You got me down and down.
Very important clip. This was the transition from storming to norming. Diba? If you notice, before the bar fight, they were not coherent. You remember how they flipped Shane Falco's car in the first scene? Hindi nila pinansin, they didn't help him. They were fighting, they were fighting each other. Again, you know, I'm Japanese, not Chinese. But something happened. When they were in the bar and they picked on the deaf guy, that was the first sign that they started gelling together. They set aside their differences and they decided to help out the team, to help out and work as a team. More than that, when they got into jail, they slid back from norming as a team to storming, right? Nagising sila, oh, what were we doing? Kasi ikaw eh. Diba? Nag-away na naman. Mas magaling ang isa sa isa. The message is, at any time during the process, members can make you slide back and forth through the different stages. Okay? So, when they slid back into storming, what did Shane Falco do as a leader? Can't we all just get along? He put them back into norming. And that's when the high fives were flying. Galing the way, nandeska! Yeah. Remember? Then they started complimenting each other. Wow, I like the way you did this. I like the way you did this. Then what happened? They started dancing as a team. They set aside their differences. And all of a sudden, now, they are working as a team. Right? So, norming is when the cohesion starts. This is the stage, by the way, a lot of times, believe it or not, team building stops at storming. You might think it's norming, right? But how many times have you seen a group come out of a team building session as one team? I would see a lot of cliques. Magbabarkada. Sasakay ng bus yan. Magbabarkada. You're not yet a team. You might be one group, but you're still in the storming stage. Remember, what are the member behaviors of storming stage? Diba? Sa nakakita na ba kayo, one team lumalabas ng team building? Hindi pa. That's why I was always questioned, John, I think we're all friendly to each other. We're not fighting. We should be in the norming stage. I go, but there's still a qualifier. You're still in subgroups, leaving. And I mean genuine subgroups. Huh? I mean one subgroup being nice to each other and talking nasty about the other subgroup. Diba? Sa team building, ganun. Pangit naman ang bathing suit niya. Diba? Taba-taba, lakas ang loob. Mag-one piece. Diba? Come on. Come on, di ba? Let's be real. Oh, di ba? So they're stuck in the storming stage. Di ba? In business of Vina, wow, di ba? Wala. But beyond storming is norming. I won't even go there. Once you hit the norming stage, now the group becomes familiar. Di ba? They start to gel, they set aside their differences, they like the group. They now go to the cafeteria together as a team. They have lunch together. They plan events together. They're now open to each other. They talk about commitment to each other. There's a lot of sharing of ideas. Information sharing is prevalent. And I've seen this many, many, many times from experience. When I learned this, I was able to see that each time I formed a project team, I actually see the progression and the regression in various stages. And I will show you how regression can happen. You will see in their behavior, they would normally now, with respect, disagree with you as a leader, which, like I said, I welcome. Diba? They might say, it might be a better idea if we do this. And then everybody would say, yeah nga, boss, pwede ba ganyan? With respect na. It's not as a shark anymore. They're now collaborating with you. Diba? There's a difference eh. A while ago, they were questioning the leader in shark mode. Now they're in owl mode. Right? The trouble with that, they have fun, they know each other on a personal level, they can accept others and express their emotions naturally, but the problem is, as a leader, you want them to challenge each other a bit. And this is what I'm saying, in team forming, conflict is important. Because there's no ideas that flow, there's no dynamism if everybody gets comfortable and just goes with the flow. And that's the risk of staying in the norming stage. People go with the flow. Normal na eh. Stable na tayo. And a lot of people think that now I have a team. You still don't have a team. Diba, wala nang clicks eh. Sama-sama na kami. Di na kami nag-aaway. I can express my emotions, give ideas, question the leader. No fights. You still don't have a team. These are his concerns at the norming stage. Huh? All of a sudden, you're close. The question is, how close? How close should I be with my team? And what is my relationship to the leader? Why are those two questions important? The first question acknowledges the fact that you have now gelled as a team. You're now close to each other. And ang kina-question mo na lang, how close? Should I bring him to my house? Should I open my home to him? Should I tell him, share my problems with him? Should I tell him, you know, I have personal issues with certain things? Diba? Now you that. Those are the questions that pop to your mind now once you're a team in norming stage. And then you don't focus on your teammates anymore. In norming stage, since okay na kayo ng teammates mo, ano na lang issue mo? Yung leader na lang. You're probably thinking of career, you're probably thinking of how to get on the good side of your boss or of the team. So this is now the concern. And you will notice this a lot. You will notice that people comfortable once in team mode, if you're the leader, they start relating to you. So what do you do? There's certain strategies, right? A lot of it has to do with this, these two. As they come to you with fresh ideas, you are now more comfortable as well as a leader to share your leadership. You can now delegate. You can now delegate because now you trust the team, right? You involve all the members in decision making. And once you share leadership in executing the program, you are now in a better position kasi nung nasa forming, you're giving instructions, you're doing everything yourself, right? Now you're in active listening mode. You've already developed the team, now you're listening, they're sharing ideas with you, now you're balancing, should I do this or should I do that, right? Remember, share leadership, delegate. This is the stage when you can start delegating. The team has gelled. They have respect for each other. If member A asks member B to do something, in the stormy stage, is member B going to do it? He's not the leader. No, you're not the leader. Diba, sino ka ba? I'm better than you. In the norming stage, if member A asks member B, please do this. Sure. Diba? As a team, because you're already one team. So this is only at this stage do you delegate. Very important. Okay? Of course, now you start listening, you start recognizing accomplishments. As usual, involve members in the decision-making process. Okay? I'm sorry. But the key takeaway is share the leadership and delegate. Practice active listening. Okay? And make sure that everybody contributes as a team. Because now the team has respect for each other. Okay, video 10.
Last Sunday, I saw a team on the field play as hard as they could to win a football game. We lost, not because of effort or desire, but because of lack of leadership, lack of trust. One of those issues has been resolved. But leadership means nothing if a team doesn't believe in each other. Players spend years together before they develop trust in one another. And I'm asking you to do it in a week. Not a reasonable request, but these aren't reasonable times. Now, I know you all have concerns about this Sunday. But a real man admits his fears. That's what I'm asking you to do here tonight. Who wants to start? Fears, let's talk about it. Fears, fears.
I'm scared of spiders, Coach. Yeah.
Well, that's not what I meant.
Me too, though. Coach. I'm afraid of spiders too, Coach.
Yeah. Goddamn spiders freak me too, fellas.
Well, I didn't mean that, though. What I'm talking about.
Fishing your beard, man. Ever get one of those spiders crawling up your arm, man?
And they be crawling on you, man. Oh,
damn.
Oh, thanks, Jumbo.
You can just rock me to sleep tonight.
Okay, that's great, but that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is what scares us on the field.
What you mean, like spiders on the field?
Can we get beyond the spiders, please?
Bees?
Bees?
Bees. I don't know about them bees.
Anybody here afraid of anything other than insects? Huh? Come on.
Quicksand.
Oh, shit, shit.
Hey, quicksand's a scary mother, man. I mean, first of all, it suck you right in, and even if you scream, you get all that muck in your mouth.
I don't think that's what Shane had in mind, Frank.
Huh?
That's not what he had in mind.
What are you talking about then, Coach?
Well, why don't you ask him?
Hey, what's up, Shane?
You're playing, and you think everything is going fine, but then one thing goes wrong, and then another, and another. And you try to fight back, but the harder you fight, the deeper you sink, till you can't move. You can't breathe. Because you're in over your head. Like quicksand.
That's some deep shit, Shane. Some deep shit.
Anything else are we afraid of?
Going back to the mini mart.
The shipping yard.
The auto plant.
Prison.
Yeah, all right. The truth is, you guys have been given something that every athlete dreams of. A second chance. And you're afraid of blowing it. We all are. But now our fear is shared, and we can overcome it together. Let's lose that fear this Sunday and put it into San Diego.
Yeah. So, message. They began to share their experiences. They began to share their fears. How many of you have experienced that in your teams? Di ba? Tatakot ako, baka hindi tayo makakota. Ano kaya ang pwede natin gawin? Ako, palagi ko kaya kong lakarin tong side na to, in parallel, itong gawin mo. You're now talking as a team with a common goal. Right? And they showed it very well in that video. How trust, as you were saying, was very important among the team members. That's why at this stage talaga you can delegate. Because they now trust each other. In the movie, there's a, I'm cutting through the videos though, I'm sorry. What's the title of 11 and 12? Okay, and 12? Okay. So, I don't need to show that. So, again, norming, you're almost there. You've almost built a complete team. The members trust each other. Remember, as a leader, your strategies, remember, in the norming stage, delegate as much as possible, share the leadership. Share the leadership, practice active listening. Okay? And don't be afraid to share issues and concerns. So, in the norming stage, what evidence did you see? What evidence did you see that the team was in the norming stage during the movie? We just showed that, no, earlier. And how did Shane Falco deal with this stage? Any answers? How did he deal with the stage to norm the group? I'll give you a hint. During the bar fight, how did he norm the group? During the bar fight, he allowed the fight to happen. Diba? And later on in the movie, he even allowed them to commit fouls. Diba? Just to form the team. Because this was a common goal. This was a common goal that everybody had. So remember, in your teams, it's very good to gel people. I'm not saying going to bar fights and commit fouls during basketball games. What I'm saying is, for in every opportunity that you have to gel the team, you know, take it. Take the opportunity and gel them. He did talk about quicksand in that clip. So when he spoke about quicksand, what happened? What happened to you when you were, I connected. I don't know about you.
Yes.
Diba? You're doing something, everything's going well. Then one thing goes wrong, then another, and you, no matter how hard you try, the harder you try to correct all the things that are going wrong, the worse it gets, diba? Who's, I've been in that situation many, many times, right? And he was using that quicksand illustration to get everybody to connect. He was gelling the team. So I guess in the real world, for instance, me, if I build a team and I have somebody, I have team members who have common goal, let's say, of rolling out a project on time, then I would gel them by providing certain targets, shared targets that I have, that they can benefit from in terms of rewards later on. That's one way of gelling them. So if we have a shared target that if we all achieve, we all share the rewards, then we gel together. If we have a common enemy, then we discuss amongst each other how to defeat that enemy. Actually, the enemy is the competitor, right? Then we connect with each other. Okay? So Shane, at this point, was still displaying a lot of good leadership strategies. But he was also displaying that team comes first, right?
Yes.
Risk-taking, I just want to say that to build teams, you have to take risks, a lot of risk. Remember the scene where he kissed the girl? He took a risk. He went to the pub, remember? And the girl was there. She was closing the bar and said, I don't date quarterbacks. Shane leaves, turns around, goes back, gets the girl. Diba? So a lot of risks will have to be taken as well when you build your teams. Don't be afraid to take risks. It's all about risk. But you have to manage those risks, of course, reasonable risks. But don't be afraid to take risks. Now, can we go to video 14? I'm going to jump to video 14. Okay, where's the team now? The team is in what stage? Norming, where are we heading? Performing. Okay, video 14.
When the deal I made them swallow, I can't afford now not to take them back.
No.
No what?
I'm sticking with Falco.
Jimmy, come on. Have you read the newspaper? The entire Dallas team has crossed the picket line. Thanksgiving night, we play the world champions.
We have a deal. No interference with my coaching. As long as the strike is on, Shane Falco is my quarterback.
We have to beat Dallas to get into the playoffs. Falco can't do that. You saw what happened out there yesterday.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What do you think he's going to have that luck against Dallas, too? They'll murder him.
He's just getting his game back.
He falls apart whenever the game is on the line. That's been his rap ever since the Sugar Bowl.
Okay.
Is that what O'Neal said?
Next video again, 15. I'm gonna fly through the videos. What happened there? The leader was just informed that his star player has to be replaced because the strike was not everybody, but at least Martel, who was his old quarterback, had walked out of the strike and is now going back to the team.
16 in your programs, number one in your hearts, Shane Falco!
Cheers, mate. God bless you. Cheers. Cheers.
You remember the scene? Okay. This is the scene where he announces to everybody that I'm no longer on the team. Martel is back, right? So what did he do? He adjourned the team. He told the team, it's over, I'm gone, good luck to you. And then they all raised their glasses can we go back to the slides? Yeah. He raised their glasses to the team, and the team said thank you to him. So he adjourned. So they jumped from norming to not only can you fall back one step, the other lesson is you can jump and miss a stage. And guess what? If you miss a stage, you don't build a team. Okay? That's the point there. 16. I have 8 minutes. Martel is out.
Idiot!
I mean, Shane Falco's out. Martel is in. The team's not performing. Diba? Remember in the movie? What happened? From adjourning, they went back to... Where? Where are they? Storming. Because the other members are still gelled. But the introduction of one new member to the team caused them to slide back. How many steps? 2 steps. Can you imagine? You have this team, and then you introduce a new member, and there's the risk of falling back 2 steps. Isn't that horrible? After all that work to get them to norming and almost performing. They haven't hit performing yet. Almost performing. Nag-gel pa lang sila. They were winning games, but they haven't hit performing. I'll show you why. All of a sudden, they introduce this new guy, bagsak na naman sa norming. How many times has that happened to you? You have a team, somebody leaves, you fall back in the team. Diba? Or somebody gets replaced, balik na naman sa dati kasi merong isang hindi kasundo or something, right? So, slides. So, this can you can go back and forth through the different stages of team development. And it could be factors like that, like the introduction of a new team member. That can cause problems. So the message there is, if you need to revise the composition of your team, be very considerate. Look at the new member, see, anticipate what impact that new member will have on your team, and see if you can preempt some of the factors that might cause them to slide back 1 or 2 steps. Okay, remember your goal is to take them from forming to performing as fast as you can. Okay? Now, in performing, it's team. That only team matters, right? They sacrifice themselves for the good of the team. If somebody is not doing his job, in the norming stage, they won't care. In the storming stage, they would say, why is he not doing his job? Walang kwenta talaga yan. In the performing stage, oh my, he's not doing this. Let me do it for him. Without thinking twice. Diba? Because I'm doing it for the team. Diba? Any responsibilities that get overlooked that will affect the team, they take the initiative and members willingly fulfill the roles as required. If there's one thing that shows you that you've hit the performing stage, is if you see this manifestation. that members are beginning to take on other roles that don't belong to them, and they don't have second thoughts about it. Diba? Hindi na trabaho yan, pero gagawin ko kasi kailangan natin, kailangan magawa. Okay, 17.
Coach McGinty, what will Washington need to get back into this ball game?
Heart.
I'm sorry?
You gotta have heart.
Can you elaborate on that?
Miles and miles of heart.
Well, there you have it. In a word from Coach McGinty, Washington will need heart to get back into this.
Like you said, you just underthrew me.
This isn't a track meet, asshole. You have to look for the ball.
Back up out of my track.
Hey! I'll pull you off the field, you spoiled little
farming.
Man, who do you think O'Neal's gonna side with, huh? Some burnout old coach or someone who puts fans in the stands?
Son of a bitch.
Hey, come on!
Back up. Hey, what the hell are you thinking about? We got a game to play.
Nobody can beat Dallas with these losers.
I can.
Hey, Falco, it's great to see you. Now get the hell out of my locker room!
Coach?
What the hell took you so long?
Trev.
Suit up!
Norming. Balikagan.
We'll fire your ass.
Now they're norming. They have a common goal to get this guy out of the locker room. Right?
You big fatty.
You know, this doesn't change anything, Falco. I'm an all-pro quarterback. I got 2 Super Bowl rings.
And you'll never be more than a replacement player.
Yeah, I can live with that.
It's okay.
All right.
It's team. That matters.
My brothers, will somebody
right?
please get this asshole out of here?
Now they're still in the norming stage. Right? Next video.
Jimmy McGinty is anything.
Oh, it's okay. Let's just.
And McGinty says, with the playoffs on the line, go for it. Get to the playoffs. Something that Washington has not been able to do against Dallas in over 7 years.
Actually, I'm sorry. Let me just talk you through the rest of it. Let's go back to the slides. I'm sorry. We don't have time. But okay. After the norming stage, if you remember in the movie, they were able to score a touchdown. You know, they caught up. They were scoring touchdowns. They were moving into the performing stage. Only team mattered. But even at that stage, it was still norming. The first sign I saw that they became a performing team was when the Japanese sumo wrestler made a mistake and called a penalty after the touchdown was made. Right, yeah. And what did the team do when he made the mistake? What did the team do? It's okay. Let's go. Let's move on. Yeah. Right? No problem. In the norming stage, nobody would have reacted. Nobody would have picked it up. In the storming stage, they would have blamed him for that. Sayang. But in the performing stage, this is what we need to do. Everybody was so focused on getting that extra 3 points, right, to win the game. So this is one the first manifestation I saw. The second was when, remember how the role of the Irishman was to kick the field goal to get those 3 points. That was his role. And he admitted he was not afraid to share his problem. He admitted that he couldn't do that because there were guys waiting out for him, wanting him to lose the game so that he could pay back his debt or lose his pub. Diba? Okay. Now, remember, manifestation. Who performed the role of getting the 3 points? Shane Falco took the ball and ran. And what did the leader say? What was that all about? Remember, Shane Falco was the leader already at this point. Diba? So now they're beginning to fulfill each other's roles. They trust each other, they produce at a higher level, and they help each other achieve. Remember your job as a leader, right? All concerns, member concerns, have been resolved at this stage. They're not pushing individual concerns anymore. They're highly focused on the success of the team. So your strategy at this point, since they respect each other, you just view conflict as healthy. Use your conflict management tools. You appreciate each contribution, and you celebrate success. and express your gratitude. Now, very quickly, after the fifth stage is adjourning, right? There was a monologue at the end of the movie about how they have a second chance and they'll come home later on. Very touching. That was the adjournment stage. You start adjourning. There's a lot of separation, a lot of anxiety. But how did they gel? At the end of the game, they danced the LA walk again. That's how they adjourned. That's how they said their goodbyes. We are a team. We've done our job. We've won the game. We'll always be a team. We will remember this forever. And guess what? When they disbanded, right? They were still in the norming or performing stage. And this is the stage where the good relationships are established once you get them into this stage. So your strategy, once you hit the journeying stage, look for opportunities for your members. You've recognized their talent, you're a leader. There might be other projects where you can use them. If there's none, make sure you celebrate the success of the team and say thank you. Say thank you so that they don't feel like they were used and abused and abandoned. Express your gratitude. Okay? Now, to recap some of the dynamics, group dynamics that we saw earlier, adding and losing just one new member can bring the whole team back to the forming stage. Right? You can fluctuate back and forth between stages, forming, norming, storming, performing, adjourning. Right? From adjourning, remember, he already said goodbye. He already adjourned. But they stepped back two stages. And this is very important. The more FaceTime you have with your team, what's FaceTime? FaceTime. The more FaceTime you have with your team, the quicker you're able to move the team into the different stages. And there's no clear demarcation. You just must know, you will have a feel for where they are based on how you know the people. And there are certain behaviors that establish themselves that you have to look out for, but more or less, there's no clear demarcation. In closing, my last slide, forming teams produce good work. Storming teams can still produce good work. Norming teams produce good work, but now at this stage, they start to feel good about producing that work. Where you want to be is where everybody produces great work and everybody feels good about all the team members. So your job as a leader, again, move them through the different stages. Look out for the dynamics, new members, old members, leaving, new members coming in. Remember, your job is to get it to 1 + 1 = 3. Okay? Chicago Bulls. They went through all the stages. Right? Are you from Chicago? No, you're not. Yeah. Motorola's from Chicago. Our head office is in Chicago.
I'm from the city that hates
Schaumburg.
Chicago.
Okay.
St. Louis.
In.
Yeah, now you talk.
So the Bulls, a perfect example of going through all the stages. Remember, the stages of team development are predictable. This is the key takeaways. These are the key takeaways. It's predictable, and do not circumvent the stages. A while ago, we saw them jump a stage. That's deadly. Never jump a stage. You must work through each stage to make sure that the team forms properly. And as a leader, your job is to get them from forming to performing in the shortest amount of time. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, that was wonderful, huh?
Thank you.
Great. God bless you. Remember.
Yes.
Makes all the difference, doesn't it? We'll see you next week.